Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tonight on The Bachelor. Hannah Ann spills the tea on her breakup with Peter. Has he always been such a skeez? Then, The Bachelorette has postponed filming. Will we even get a show this year? Plus, Tyler and Hannah B are social distancing together, and this might be the only thing to get us through 2020. All that and more. It's our most dramatic episode ever. This is The Bachelor.
Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay.
And I'm Derek.
And we are back again for another week of Bachelor quarantine. This is so weird because last week we were recording from doing the same thing, but it wasn't as serious at the time. Like, it was our first day being like, hey, you're going to work from home tomorrow. And then like the bathrooms in our building were fucked up. And so we just recorded the podcast from here. And now the whole world is upside down. And I don't know when I'm not going to be home.
Yeah. Honestly, last week I thought we were going to do this for maybe 2 weeks and that was going to be it.
Yeah. You know, I was like, this will be like quick. Yeah. It'll be quick. It's no big deal.
And now I think we'll be doing this for the next 3 months. So at minimum, we'll see.
Who knows? Well, the whole thing is that, I mean, we'll get to this later, but you know, they're postponing The Bachelorette, but like I said,
yeah, exactly.
We'll get to that later. So who knows? We might be out of a bachelor job. Right before we get started, we want to remind you guys to follow us on Instagram at The Bachelor and on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. We are still making memes of things. We'll give you live updates on everything that's happening in Bachelor Nation. And also review for the right reasons. We have another winner this week. And if you rate, review, subscribe, give us 5 stars, we'll pick our favorite review of the week and we'll read it aloud and you'll get one of our Bachelor Nation mugs. So right. Derek, do you want to do the honors?
Shout out to Jess this week for getting mugged.
Getting mugged.
I don't know why I do that. See, nobody ever sees what I do with that. I always put my hand like over my mouth as if I'm like shouting it from the side. You are the only person that will ever known.
Wait, that do it right now. Do it right now. And I'm going to take a screenshot. Right. Ready? Do it.
All right. Get mugged.
Okay, I just did it.
Okay. All right. So Jess said, I like The Bachelor as much, is the title of her review. She said, I like The Bachelor podcast, .. as much as Blake likes Stagecoach, as much as Ashley I likes crying, as much as Kelsey likes champagne, as much as JPJ likes to give free podcast plugs. That's right, JPJ.
Hey.
As much as Hannah B likes windmills, as much as Christian likes scallops, that's a throwback.
Yeah.
As much as Peter likes crazy, but not quite as much as Barb loves Hannah Ann. Because Avi.
This is great. Jessica Gray, G-R-E-Y-E. I'll reach out to you and make sure you get your bachelor info so you can get your mug. Thank you so much again. And like I said, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. Submit your reviews and we will pick our winner every week and you can get mugged. Yeah. I said that time. Okay. So first of all, we want to give a shout out to our Bachelor Fantasy League. It was amazing.
It was.
It was like crazy cool. And Skinny Pop did an awesome job. Like I've loved doing everything. Our Skinny Pop moments of the week are my favorite thing ever.
It is my favorite way that people actually, well, okay. It's in line with all the people tagging me in dog content because I do love that.
Yes, of course. Of course.
But everybody always like tagging us in their Skinny Pop purchases. It's just so funny that I never thought that because we, you know, made up some jingle and did these Skinny Pop moments that people would be tagging me in popcorn ads and yet, or popcorn posts, and yet here I am.
Here we are.
Yeah. Look at us. Look at us.
I know exactly the Paul Rudd yeah. hot ones. But yes, shout out to Skinny Pop for an amazing fantasy league. That was so much fun. And hopefully we can do one again. Okay, so like I have to talk about this whole coronavirus quarantine thing because I feel like it has completely flipped our lives upside down in the past 100%. Week, like I said before. When did you start working from home?
We did a test on Thursday. They wanted us to make sure that like all the systems wouldn't crash and stuff.
Yeah.
And then legit, we came back on Friday thinking that it was all gonna be like everyone was gonna be back for a little while. And right away, immediately in the middle of the day, just decided mandatory for everyone at our office. So yeah, for the foreseeable future.
I know. It's been since last Wednesday for me. So a nice solid week.
Have you gone outside yet?
Well, I had I went to LA. Like I already had a trip booked to go to LA. So I went there. And I did a whole thing where, I mean, I brought
about that.
Clorox wipes. I had the works with me on the plane. Mm-hmm. I was fully freaking out. But to be honest, it wasn't obvious. This is not downplaying the virus at all. I'm just saying, looking at the plane and being on it, I didn't feel as terrified as I thought I was going to feel because mm-hmm. I felt good because I brought my Clorox wipes and, you know, I had my gloves and I was taking those precautions. And I know that for the people that are still having to travel back and forth to get home and whatever, that the airlines are super cleaning the planes. But this is scary. I shall not be going out again.
Yeah. I mean, for sure they are. It's the craziest thing about it that I just keep trying to wrap my head around is that we don't really know anything. And that's the problem in the first place. You know what I mean? Because like I saw something today that then made me, I went for like a walk the other day because I had to go outside and just not be stuck in my apartment.
Breathe fresh air, yeah.
Yeah. And then I saw something earlier today that said that like studies have shown it can live 3 hours just in the air. And then it was like 3 days or something like that on a surface, the virus can. And so now I'm like running past or like walking past people who are running and stuff and breathing heavy. And I'm going, which one of them is breathing
like, on me?
On me. And I'm, so I just started feeling all weird about it again. I just, obviously, to a certain extent, we have to live our lives. But I think like the most important thing that I've caught along the way is just, I know like a lot of millennials are and younger are just like, well, it's not going to really affect us. But you got to think of like people's grandparents, you know? And so no matter what you're doing, obviously staying away from people is the most important thing, but especially keeping yourself away from, you know, anyone that's in that really extreme category. Sorry, now this is turning into like Dr. Sanjay Gupta on CNN giving a speech on The Bachelor, but.
No, just everybody stay inside. It's fine. You have your phones. The internet's working.
Yeah, this is like, remember,
call a friend, just don't go outside.
What was the show where it's just the little robot stuck on planet Earth and all
Wally?
Yeah, this is like we're all living the lives of the people up in the spaceship where they were just had the screens in front of them and like video chatting. Mm-hmm. We're literally doing that right now.
It's time. Yeah. It is absolutely time. And but yeah, so we'll be doing this podcast, obviously, like this for the foreseeable future. And a lot of people have been on Instagram. I've seen a lot of like Bachelor people on Instagram. This is the time to be making that content. So if you're following or if you're not following Bachelor people and you want to still be involved in Bachelor Nation, it is time to start following those people because they are making that content. Chris Harrison and Lauren Zima are going live every night on Lauren's Instagram, and they're doing
boost Lauren's Instagram, basically. Yeah,
pump that up a little bit. Doing fireside chats, and it's so interesting to watch. I don't know anything about Lauren Zima I we follow each other, but that's, I mean, really it.
Yeah.
But
I really like her, by the way. I've become like kind of sort of friends with her along the way. She's, you know, she's like a Midwest girl. She's from Nebraska.
Right.
And she's like friends with my, some other people I know. So, you know, like she's a good person. I'm glad that she and Chris have found each other.
Just definitely. Yeah. It's just really weird to see Chris Harrison speak when he's not
like hosting,
but yet it still sounds the exact same.
Yeah.
I don't think he speaks without that inflection.
I wonder if, I haven't watched him yet. I need to go watch him. But since they both are like TV hosts, that's kind of what they both do already.
Yeah, I know. But yeah. She's definitely chill. I think it's just his voice is so iconic in my mind.
That's true.
That it doesn't come off as anything else. And
what have you been doing? Have you started any new shows?
New shows. What have I've been watching, what is it called? Love Island, UK.
Wait, we haven't talked about this yet. I did too. I started watching
36 episodes of pure trash.
Which season have you started with though?
Oh, I don't know. I guess the most recent.
Okay. So here's what I've been told. And this is the perfect season is season two. So that's which one I'm on.
Okay.
I've been told that, and it checks with like in line with Bachelor stuff too. It was like it had got people knew what the show was, so they got some like good people to get involved in it, but nobody had really become huge yet in any way from it, and people weren't like thirsty for the after attention that they got, you know?
Right.
So they were still like they're like smoking and swearing and just kind of being themselves.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and just kind of being themselves and like not wearing the girls are like not wearing makeup most of the time because they're just whatever, they're hanging out, they're outside, they're with their friends
at the pool. Like that's it. They're only in swimsuits.
Yeah, and so
nightmares.
But versus like later seasons where they start like they wake up in the morning and they're all done up and they're like really aware that people are watching it and mm-hmm. it's just like not as fun anymore.
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Just like watching the try hard aspect of it is just very, I'm like watching this in sweatpants with like Cheetos stains on my shirt. Like, why would you wear that? watching Love Island.
Yeah.
And obviously, I'm watching the UK one too.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but you can't always afford the super high end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. So free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service, and for just $98 a month, you can get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. Get fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. No laundry for you to worry about. And always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value of $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up using the code BACHELOR20. Just go to Nuuly.com, that's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code BACHELOR20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with the code BACHELOR20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental, change your clothes.
Other stuff that's been going on. So I guess we should talk about this.
No.
Matt and I broke up, so I no longer have a boyfriend. And I have been seeing all of your messages and all of your DMs. I mean, there's hundreds of them. And I just want you guys to know that I've seen them and I might not have gotten to them yet. And I appreciate it. It has been a rough week. It happened last week. So it's definitely been hard. Ugh.
I'm so sorry.
Like what? I know. It's definitely been very hard.
I haven't known what to say, but like, well, it still stands. I'm always here if you need me. to talk.
I know. It's been hard to like talk about and hard to voice my feelings on everything because I haven't gone through a breakup in so long. And the last time I went through one, I went on like a year and a half bender. So who knows what's in store? I'm just kidding.
And thus K-Ork City was born.
And no, really. And thus K-Ork City was born. And I don't know. It's a weird feeling. And it was the day right after the Bachelorette finale. So I'm like putting out the podcast episode, trying to make jokes. And I'm like, what am I doing? But now this gives you guys an opportunity to nominate me for The Bachelor next season.
Please, everybody, let's get behind this. I want The Bachelor producers to call me and be like, will you please tell your listeners to stop? I want so many applications.
I want at least 50,000 submissions. Just for me, to where they have no other choice than to put me on the show. It sounds like now I'm here for the wrong reasons, but I mean, I'd be lying if I was saying I was here for the right reasons.
They will be, JPJ will be reviewing them going, seems like she's just here for her podcast.
So starting in, I'm thinking like once The Bachelorette, once airs is when you guys should start applying. I will remind you, but also side note, if any of you guys have gone through a breakup recently or aren't feeling super great about everything that's going on, you can always reach out to me because you guys have always been so sweet to me. So here for you. Should we dive into what's Bachelor news?
Yeah. Let's make it happen.
Okay.
So first things first, since we last spoke, Maddie and Peter have broken up as we assumed would happen.
Not just like broken up, but 48 hours within announcing that they were going to try things.
I wonder if they're even ever going to talk again.
Oh,
it's like one of those. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But what would they have to say? Like, hey, sorry, my mom bitched you out on television, like live television. And then like bullied us out of being in a relationship, which that may or may not be the truth. It might just be that. Mm-hmm. You know, they realized they weren't compatible, but like, how do you figure that out within 2 days? There has to be some sort of underlying reason.
Well, I mean, obviously we talked about this earlier. It was so interesting this season, how they put up the Jason Mesnick season on Netflix without us even thinking about it or realizing it. They were preparing us for this. But in that case, he like stayed with the girl and they're married now, you know?
Oh yeah. They've been married for, I mean, years.
Yeah,
they have exactly. Like a couple kids.
Yep. Yep. So in many ways, definitely not at all the same. And then when you think about like the latest seasons of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, pretty much everybody has left with somebody and they've stayed together for like a good amount of time. Even like the only thing that kind of compares to this, in my opinion, and not this, by the way, is not as the same as this, but Jenna and Jordan, because they stayed together for like a month or two right after Paradise. But then it was like right when it was airing. And remember, Jenna was supposed to come on our show.
Oh yeah.
All the news came out about her having cheated on him along the way and stuff. And that was so disappointing that I mean, I wasn't prepared for how, I guess, like just generally disappointing this was going to feel. And I think that's why everybody was searching for all these different ways of like putting
how it could end.
And yeah, because we just all didn't want it to end in the most obvious way that just felt annoyingly bland, you know?
Right.
Basically he just ends up alone.
Right. Because, well, I mean, at the same time, the past couple seasons, like Ari, Colton, and who was the other one? Hannah. Mm-hmm. They all had sort of really weird endings. Like Ari ended up with Becca, but switched to Lauren. And Colton didn't really end up with together. Anyone. Yeah, mm-hmm. They're all together. I don't know, but it hasn't been like a, hey, you're the last person I want to be here. I'm going to propose. We're going to be engaged and stay together. Yeah. But it hasn't happened like that, which is very feel like they're just trying to throw curveballs at us at this point. So it's not so repetitive.
Mm-hmm. I do feel bad for Peter. I feel so bad for that guy.
I don't know.
It's only his own fault, but I do feel bad for him. I think I can do both. I'm being too nice, aren't I?
I don't feel bad for Peter. I think that
I wish people could see your face right there.
And I'm like, I don't feel bad for Peter. I think it sucks and whatever, but I think he made these decisions and like at the end of the day, that's just what it was. Yeah, I'm sure his mom didn't help, but from the beginning until the end, which let's get into Hannah Ann and Peter's breakup. So Hannah Ann had a lot to say after her and Peter broke up. So they ended up staying together through January. And then at the beginning of January, he said to Hannah Ann, he was like, hey, I'm just going to need to talk to Hannah Brown because mm-hmm. I need closure, which, okay, red flag, because why do you need closure for that? But she had no idea that Hannah Brown was on that group date. Had no clue.
That's so crazy. Maybe she didn't know the extent of it, right? And that comes back to because obviously they kind of talked about it. They chatted about it here and there. But that goes back to like Peter, I think, was really trying to silo his relationships instead of just being like open with everybody. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, even down to like we talked about this last week, even down to not telling Hannah Ann that Maddie had left until
the proposal.
Yeah. That's just so sketchy and not the right way to start something. You really want to start your, you know, like something that way. I don't know.
It doesn't feel right. And you're right. She knew Hannah Brown was probably on the date, but none of the girls knew what had gone on behind the camera.
Right.
Like the girls on the date were like, oh yeah, Hannah Brown showed up because she sort of hosted it. But then but nobody saw like that they were crying, that he invited her back to the house.
Yeah.
To, you know, to be on the show.
Our first mascara ad of this season.
Right. like she didn't know any of that. And then another thing is that they actually spoke the morning of the day they broke up, like when they were talking on the phone, and they decided that they were mm-hmm. going to work through it. They were going to stay together and, you know, make it work. And so when he like completely changed his mind and ended up, you know, saying, I can't do this, that's really fucked. And like, to be so honest, I'm putting this out there, but that sort of is what happened to me. Like not saying that we had gone through anything, but like maybe like a rough patch and being like, you know what, we're going to make this work, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden flip, change your mind. And it's like, if you don't want to do this, like don't drag it out. Or don't change your mind. Right. I mean, I guess you can change your mind, but same day, that seems crazy.
Yeah. That's especially like now that there's cameras here, I have a different yeah. thing in my head. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about Maddie. Because like technically if she kind of did the same thing. She made this decision that she was really going to be with Peter and stand behind Peter, and that she'd gotten through all of the tough issues. And then the second that Barb comes along, like she goes, okay, 48 hours is enough for me.
Right.
There was just
I'm just talking about Hannah Ann, and that's.
Oh, I know. I was then taking it to the other right. side, and like kind of the flip, which was almost the same exact thing happening, but from like what seems to be Maddie's side. I just when it comes down to it, I don't think Peter was ready for this, and that's just what happened, you know.
And yeah, and that you just have to be okay with that.
I hope they find a balance in seasons to come after the. After this Roni V debacle.
I know, actually, though. But she's going to kill it on Paradise.
True.
I mean, Hannah Ann's going to do a full sweep on Paradise.
Yeah.
For sure.
Paradise will be interesting.
when it comes out in October.
Yeah, they like canceled summer games I saw too.
Yeah, it so Paradise is just going to be winter games.
Yeah.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/betches.
But on a happy note, Tyler and Hannah B have been hanging out. There is hope. There is life. I am dead over that.
They got caught in the new cuffing season, the coronavirus cuff.
Which... This is giving me a full, I honestly think this is what has gotten me through the past week, which is sad, but I saw them. So somebody, you know, a million people sent videos of them at an airport, okay. Him picking her up.
I know, but can we talk about how crazy it is that people are legit waiting outside of his house to see if they're there to take pictures? And they like, cause there's the pictures on his porch and stuff. Oh, Kay's yeah. Like, I would do that.
Me. Me. Yeah. Like, that's me. No, I'm just kidding. Sort of. But they have, so he picked her up from the airport. And then we saw that picture of her and Matt, his roommate, which mm-hmm. I memed. And honestly, it was my best meme. It was Hannah with her arms around his neck. And she was like, it was her as me, and then he was my last drop of hand sanitizer. Mm-hmm. So they're hanging out, and then we've also seen like pictures of them, like you said, on their porch and, you know, on a volleyball court. Imagine, I just want to know what that social distancing is like to be with Hannah and Tyler.
I think, I really wonder how long she was meant to be there originally, you know, because it seems to me like she was just going to take a quick break to the beach or something, and they were gonna catch up and chill.
Yeah, go there for the weekend.
Yeah, and now they're caught and stuck, and this may be the untelevised like
reunion.
final wrap up reunion that we needed. Yeah,
if you know, they come out of this together,
they do the behind the scenes filming that's like halfway on a iPhone, and then they send like two people from a production crew in there.
Oh,
like
yeah.
When Tayshia went to JPJ's. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need right now.
I need them to also to announce that they're together, because that will break the internet.
For sure.
It will be the only good thing to come out of March 2020.
As if the internet isn't already breaking. Our WebEx was earlier today, our company, we were trying to get together on something.
Mm-hmm.
The WebEx themselves literally have sent out emails going, yeah, there's just too much volume. We can't, there's going to be some of your meetings that just won't work.
So that's just it. Only have meetings if you absolutely need one.
Break the internet. 2020.
Break the internet. Okay. So they're postponing the filming of The Bachelorette, which we got that news last week. And that's why we saw Matt back home in Florida. He's going to be on The Bachelorette.
Yes, exactly. I don't know. I don't know if that helps him or hurts him with Claire.
I don't know.
And also, I don't know how this break helps or hurts the guys.
I think it will. Honestly, I don't think it matters. I think it would hurt them if they hadn't announced the guys yet. You know what I mean?
Okay. I'm going to do one of my things.
Okay.
All of this just came to me. I'm comparing this to when we were on Paradise and they took a break, right?
Yes.
And all the guys who were just, and they were on The Bachelorette at the time, they'd made it like 4 or 5 episodes in. And so everybody knew that they were there. This is the time back when they wouldn't release your information until they were filming. Mm-hmm. And so all their information had just been released, and they all start to get these DMs from these random girls, and they started to like wonder how many followers they had. And when we came back to film, they actually would ask the producers, they'd be like, hey, yo, check my IG account. Look this up for me.
Right.
And stuff. And that was like what they cared about. And it seriously turned all the girls off so much, because you could see it, because this was like their first taste and touch of it. And I kept telling those guys, I was like, y'all need to think you're less important than you are, because you're not important.
Like now.
Not at all. You're getting in your heads. If you want to have fun here, you want to meet somebody, don't let this stuff, what's going on out there, like affect you in here, you know? Mm-hmm. Like that shouldn't impact the way you view other people or like evaluate.
Yeah.
And a lot of those guys, they was like those early guys, a lot of them didn't make it too far because they were doing all that stuff. They got like sent home right away after that. I think it turned all the girls off. So that's my really long way to say, I think Claire is going to sniff that out super quick. And if the like wrong reason stuff, I think this is just going to make it even more obvious.
All their texts are going to be exposed by these girls. Uh-huh. Guys, if you are listening and you are on this show, do not get trapped, because girls will try to trap you by trying to like get you to flirt with them so that they can out your stuff on People. And so your shit gets blown up.
Honestly, here for that. I want to see some.
I know, same. Girls, slide into their DMs. Let's test their loyalty now.
That's where it is.
Also, I noticed, so we'll do another episode once we get all the bios and stuff for the guys, and once we know what's actually happening with the show, we'll do an episode of the full breakdown. But from what I can tell right now, I know we had this whole thing that they were going to choose all these older guys, and we thought it was going to be, and they're still in there. Like, I mean, okay, granted they're quote unquote older than, you know, the past 2 years, but I mean, they're still like 27. She's 38, which is fine. But like, if I need an older guy.
There's nothing wrong with a 10-year gap.
No.
But it's not easy. Like, it's few and far between of those that work, you know?
Like, the thought of me dating a 21-year-old. Actual nightmares. They'll be like, he's the one that wants me to go out on St. Patrick's Day and drink green beer during coronavirus. Like, that's who
you are. Oh, God. Did you see some of those videos of people on spring break right now?
Mess.
It was serious. It was just like that. They're like, well, we've been planning this for three months. Of course we're going to be here. Get out of here.
Okay.
I do hope that they snag a few older guys, like some single dads in their late 30s or something like that, you know? That,
right.
Like, not for nothing, but there is a lot to say about like relating to somebody. And Claire's even older than me, you know? And like, I would find it hard to relate to some of these people at this
Definitely.
Point. Definitely. I don't know how she is. You got to find some, either they got to be an old soul, which is that you can find those.
Definitely. But, like,
I just hope that they kick a few of these dudes out and find some new guys.
Or just give me a new season of Love is Blind. I don't care.
I still haven't watched that yet, by the way.
Oh, you've got to stop everything. Love Island is nothing compared to Love is Blind.
Somebody did, I don't remember who it was, but somebody in Hollywood tweeted, they're like, wow, quarantined, you're really going to make me watch Love is Blind, aren't you?
Hell yeah. It is so good.
Is it? Okay.
It is so good.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
The last thing I want to talk about is, so Colton went on Instagram. Like I said, you guys, if you want to follow anybody right now, or if you're bored at home, follow some Bachelor people because they are live on Insta. And so he did a question poll on his Instagram and somebody asked him, you know, what was your inspiration for writing your book? Mm-hmm. And he gave some really interesting answers to random people, but this one stuck out to me the most.
Did his book come out yet or no? When is it being published? I don't even know.
Oh, it's a new release. It says new release on Amazon right now. Maybe it's I think it's out.
You know why? I bet he had to time this perfectly with the
show ending.
When his contract, I bet when his contract ended was probably a year from when his season ended.
Oh, bet. He
probably couldn't say like some of the stuff.
Oh, for sure.
I don't know. Okay, so I read some of those screenshots.
Wait, let me give you the answer.
Ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, so somebody goes, so what was your inspiration for writing your book? And he says, he posted this on his Instagram story, which I loved. He goes, to take back control of my life and story.
Exactly.
And to close the chapter of my life involving the Bachelor franchise. So he wants to get the fuck out. He's over it.
Sure. I don't believe it.
I mean, Nick Viall said he's like, oh,
exactly.
I can't do your podcast because I want to get out of the Bachelor franchise. And then all he does is post pictures of Bachelor things with Bachelor. Like
Chris Bukowski retired. And now he's not only was he on Paradise with Me, but now he's was doing the Chicago Bachelor. Like he was supposed to be the guy there.
Right. Like
they postponed all of that too, by the way, the Bachelor Live. Because we were going to go this weekend, you and I. Yeah.
Yeah. No thanks.
Yeah, right.
Not right now. But yeah, I really think that was interesting. And I know people were saying that he was silenced or whatever,
okay,
but I bet
at that word, come on. You signed a contract that said you wouldn't talk about it. Don't call yourself silenced. Come on, man.
And if they're gonna sue you for a lot of money, I'm silent as fuck.
Yeah.
I'm not saying a word.
Not to mention, you know how much money he made in the last year on ads and different, like that guy doesn't have to work for the next 10 years.
Yeah, he's probably solid.
Don't complain to me about being silenced. He is not being silenced by the man in this case. He silenced himself by signing a contract. And that's his own problem for wanting to be the Bachelor in the first place.
That's true. That's so
true. He chose it. He agreed. It's not, they don't tell you to be the Bachelor.
Right.
They say, yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, I want to do it. You know, once they ask you.
Of course. Yeah. I think I'm really interested to see what, after these statements and stuff that he said, I'm excited to see what actually happens and how, if he does distance himself, like he said he's going to, or if it's just going to be the same. I mean,
honestly,
whatever.
I would love that for him. Most of the people that do well in their Bachelor relationships stay mostly away from the show.
Definitely. You know, like,
look at JoJo and Jordan. Still going strong. They're
away from the show.
They pop on like to do one little thing every once in a while, but they're not like, that's not their lives. You
know? He bought her a new ring.
Yeah.
So that is, I think that was the best part. Was he water that new fat diamond ring?
And they got to keep the old one because they waited long enough.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Okay. So that's all really that happened this week. We will be back next week with another episode.
When do you think we're going to talk pre-listen to your heart? Should we do that like the week before? I don't know.
Comes out April 13th.
Yeah. Let's wait a little bit.
Definitely. It should be the week before.
Because we don't really know what that show is going to be like yet.
No. I want to wait till we get cast bios, all that kind of stuff.
Exactly. I will say my behind-the-scenes moles that I've spoken to have said it's supposed to be super fun. So positive there is that like after this crazy drama that happened, I think it's going to be a little more lighthearted, which is what we all need right now while we're stuck inside. We don't need drama to just pent us up even more.
Definitely.
Just the right chef's kiss amount of drama.
Just the right amount. Okay, guys, make sure you are following us on Instagram at The Bachelor and on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. We are live tweeting, memeing everything, and make sure you rate, review, subscribe every week. It was super fun this week. I hope everybody is staying inside and feeling better. And staying healthy. I'm very nervous about everything, to be honest, but we're here for you and we will see you next week.
Bye.
All right, bye.
The Bachelor Podcast is hosted by Kay Brown
and Derek Pape. Our editor is Mike Coscarelli.
Our podcast managers are Sean Kilby and Mike Coscarelli. Social media by Kay Brown.
Artwork by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at The Bachelor on Instagram and at Bachelor Pod on Twitter.
Betches.